The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks facing an onslaught of lawsuits from some very angry U.S. citizens. Let's talk about it in food news. It's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Friday. Dana Cortez Show is on. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Lil Latinx.
So excited about today's first hashtag. Filming for season two of Squid Game is happening right now. It's going down. Netflix announced the new episodes will premiere this year. Also, we're going to get new seasons of Bridgerton, The Diplomat, and Empress.
We already knew it was coming. We voiced the spots.
No, that was for Squid Game. The challenge. This is for the series.
No, I voiced the spot for Netflix for it. I knew it was coming.
That's
was
right, ladies different. And gentlemen. DJ Automatic, the official voice for Squid Game.
Official voice of Netflix.
I guess I was for that one.
That was it. What a way to flex.
Yeah.
What a way to
flex. I knew it was coming because I already did the commercial for it.
I think this year, like when they lose in a round of Squid Games, it's gonna be like DJ Horns.
DJ Automatic, it's all your fault. You gotta do the laser noise after.
Selecta. All right, Selecta, give me food news, DJ Automatic.
Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks are being sued in a class action lawsuit because the lactose intolerant people are sick of paying extra for their almond milk or soy milk or coconut milk.
Wait, because it's non-dairy. They're upset that they got to pay more money. It takes more to milk an almond than to milk a cow.
Well, we don't choose to be lactose intolerant. This isn't a choice of ours. We are born this way. And so why should I be charged extra when I'm born this way? I might just join the lawsuit.
I'm thinking, like, I love to be like a counter-protester.
It's $2 upcharge.
Oh, that is outrageous.
Yes.
I've never bought almond milk from Starbucks, but it's outrageous, guys. It's not good.
Saying that it's a form of discrimination, or that's what the lawsuit is claiming?
That's what we are saying, because I'm joining the lawsuit.
Yeah, you should join our side,
It is
Dana.
A form of discrimination. I'm born this way. I can't process milk like you can.
But the milk costs more. The fake milk costs more.
Well, you know
what I mean? Do you know what? Life costs, okay? And this should be fair across the board for all of us.
I agree with that, dog.
Anyway, let's get National Day going.
Maybe Dana's on the take from the dairy industry.
Ooh, you're going to do one of those got milk smile campaign things?
All right, let's go to start National Day with National Green Juice Day. How about that? That's the opposite.
I'm not intolerant to that.
No.
I just don't drink them.
I give you the green pills, the green vitamins every single day.
You guys remember when we used to be like a juicing group? We saw all juice.
Nope.
Oh, dude, we haven't juiced anything.
I literally can't remember the last time I ate just a salad.
No, I think if I cry, calories come out my mouth. All right, we also have National Peanut Brittle Day, which in a survey of the room, anybody here?
Oh, I like a good little peanut brittle. Mm. I like even when it gets stuck between my teeth and pulling it out.
The favorite thing about peanut brittle for me is it reminds me of my grandma.
Mm. I
love you, Stella. And it is also National Big Wig Day. This is encouraging you to put on the wackiest, wildest wig you can to raise money and awareness for the American Cancer Society.
Let's do it.
And it's going to wrap it up on all you lovebirds out there. Valentine's Day around the corner. So let's honor by celebrating National Spouses Day today.
National Spouses Day.
Even though my wife likes to criticize everything I do, you know, starting with my driving, my cleanliness, pretty much my existence, I still love you no matter what.
That's not the way to get men listening to ask their person to marry them. You sound like you're
Know what you're signing up for, homies, before you get into it, okay? Because they are going to criticize everything you do.
We don't want to promote any type of propaganda like marriage.
I love you too, DJ Automatic. I love you too.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Remember when you were little and you used to do crazy things like go outside? That's what we're going to talk about today.
The Parents Corps.
Helicopter parenting is no bueno for your kids. I found a study. Forbes did a collab with psychologist Mark Travers. Before we get into the study and I tell you why it's bad, can we talk about the things we used to do that we refuse to let our own kids do?
I don't have any children, and I was talking to one of my friends about this the other day, and I feel bad because kids can't even do the good old lie anymore of like, hey, I'm sleeping over at my friend's house.
Can't even do
it! Because there's like so many Ring cameras, there's like ways of tracking where they're at now and stuff.
And parents actually talk to each other now? That's a whole thing that I haven't been able to get past.
What do you mean?
Dana talks to the other parents.
I talk to all the moms. Yeah. I don't know any of the friends' names, parents' names, nothing.
I don't think my parents ever talked to any of my friends' parents. I would just be like, I'm going over to Aaron's. They'd be like, all right.
Would you ever not go where you were supposed to go?
Oh, I went to different cities without telling them. I would do things. I think that's part of the reason I kind of do helicopter parent a little bit, because I was a bad kid and I would do a lot of reckless things, and I don't want my daughter to make the same mistakes.
Well, first of all, DJ Automatic, our daughter, Ava Matic, and my girls, all three of them, they're not us. They're not going to do what we did. They didn't grow up like us. And by the way, you're here.
You made it.
Even though you do.
Not all my friends made it.
Crazy things.
I would like to one day talk to Dana's daughters and see about the stuff that they did that they didn't tell her.
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
I would not.
I don't want to hear it.
At all. I don't helicopter parent.
That's one thing about being a parent is that there's certain parts of your kid's life that you never want to hear about. You know they're alive, they're doing well. Don't tell me.
Remember when you leave your house and you just go ride your bike?
Oh.
You just go ride your bike. I wonder how bike sales are now.
I mean, they still sell them. I still see kids riding them in our neighborhood all the time.
Yeah, but they are stuck to the hip of a parent or they're on
that
the side.
That is true.
Of
there is always a parent that is right there watching them ride their bike.
And that didn't happen when I was little.
No, I was exploring the city.
I remember my Theo Frankie taught me. And after that, I never saw anybody again. I would just go outside and do that. Okay, so you've been holding on line two. You said you used to stay out all day long. How long would you really be out there in the wild?
Man, hours until you hear your mama yell when the street lights.
That's what would happen. My grandmother and my uncle would yell for me to come home.
My mom used to whistle. Like, she's got like a...
My mom would whistle, too.
Like, man. And super loud.
Would she do the cholo whistle?
Kind of. Dana, before you share the study with everybody, it reminded me of a story. My mom was a little more involved. I remember her having to go to talk to everybody in the neighborhood because an older friend of mine, Tomas, he got my little brother, T, baby T, to go to every house in the neighborhood and draw private parts on their driveway in chalk.
And then write
in big letters, F-U.
Nice.
So my mom got to go with my little brother, baby T, to every house in our neighborhood and wash their driveways.
But she was good. She got him to go take care of his mistake. He got to make the mistake. That falls right into this whole study. Hovering, constant monitoring via text, social media, FaceTime calls, apps that track children means they never learn when to ask for help. That is a scary thing. They don't understand it. Number two is erasing failure. Anything that causes pain, and as a mother, moms, dads, Theos, Theas, all of you, I understand it. You don't want your kid to feel discomfort, sadness. Maybe they didn't get something, right? And as a parent, you intervene and you try to make it happen for them. That means your kid will always expect your help. They're never going to learn how to get out of or deal with uncomfortable situations on their own.
Failure is a part of life. It's a growing experience.
I experienced a lot of that when I would coach youth football, and certain players wouldn't be getting the amount of playing time that their parents thought they should get.
Mm.
Oh, and you know, sometimes
that's always an interesting conversation because you know what? Your kid sucks. Sorry.
Your kid, you know, tell your kid.
Do you want to win or not?
Let him pick up a musical instrument. This ain't for him.
Exactly.
Know?
And all you're doing is setting them up for real failure as they get older. Let them fail while they're little. They learn those skills and they become stronger adults. I would love to share this study with you at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we discussed the damage that helicopter parenting does to the kids, hovering and trying to make sure they don't experience any kind of hurt. Well, we're going to talk about some of the things we did when we were little that probably has us hovering over our kids today. Automatic Anthony, you ever do something when you were little that you got away with
that your
parents never found out about?
Man, I there's a multitude of stories that we did. One thing we would do is me and my friend Jeremy and my friend Pedro, we would all say that we're going to meet at the bus stop to go to school, and then we would just walk the ditch bank to school.
It's dangerous because you get in trouble on your way to school like
sketch. And then looking back on it, it was like dumber to walk. I don't know why we did that.
Why would you walk?
Because we were like little adventure buddy. We're like little adventure pals.
Because in the Arroyo, you would see all kinds of stuff. You see all the homeless dudes. You see people shooting up. You'd see it was just...
Okay, automatic. Jeez.
Well, that was my Arroyo walk. It was like GTA before it even started.
Or GTA. Somebody who invented GTA used to walk to school,
man.
Probably.
Core memories.
How about you, Dana?
I did a lot of things, but I remember one thing, talking about a core memory. I was a really good student, but I talked a lot in class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And me and my friend...
Surprising.
...got in trouble, and we got paddled.
Whoa!
Yes.
What kind of school did you go to? They're still paddling people.
They still paddle people in some parts of this country, dog.
They still do it in the South. Automatic. Sorry, you grew up in New Mexico.
Oh,
Hey.
She went back to her fifth grade.
I was over here fighting drug addicts, and you're just barely getting paddled, okay?
Yeah. Anyway.
I'm avoiding needles.
I went into the office. I was so scared. And then the principal paddled the boy first, and the boy fell to his knees and started crying. And I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm next.
Did they take it easy on you?
Man, it took it so easy on me, but it hurt. I remember standing up thinking, oh my God, I mean, it hurt so bad. And then the principal said, you got to take this home and have your mother sign it. Do you know how scared I was? I'd never been in trouble. A plus is my entire life. So I did what my mind told me to do. I signed it myself.
Oh,
and then
nice.
I took it back the next day. And the principal, because I was such a good student, believed me.
Oh.
And then I had that piece of paper and I kept looking at it. And I thought, what am I going to do with it? I hid it under a rock in the front of the school. 10 years later, I went back. It was still underneath the rock.
Damn, bro.
And I burned it and destroyed it. Hell and yeah. Nobody would ever even know if I hadn't told this story. What's the craziest thing you ever did that you got away with that your parents never found out about? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.